listener. It's me, Craig Children, with another episode gone by of Time Ghost. As I have to say, for the benefit of anyone who's not been following this, we usually record a new show every week, but unfortunately my colleague, Martin Bain-Jones, has, long story short, he was having a pair of gates made for the end of his drive. First of all, there's a problem with hinges, then there was a problem with rust-proof paint, then the gates were made too small. Anyway, they've gone back to the drawing board. He's working. I'm told he's sort of stripped to the waist. He's helping his blacksmith sort of... He's having him sort of coke up there. I think that's what he said he was doing. He's having him coke up in there, and they are smelting some new iron to make some new gates. So I feel pretty sure that we'll be... We'll be back on track with this show fairly soon. But in the meantime, we can now turn back the clock and go back to a more innocent time when it was just us and Ricky Gervais that had a podcast, and his obviously was much more successful than ours. But ours was nevertheless extant. So I'm going to treat you now to an episode of Time Ghost of yore.
Hello!
Hello, and welcome back to Time Ghost. I'm Martin Bain-Jones.
And I'm Craig Children.
Craig, what's your role here at the Times?
It's to chuck over a fine mesh net of critical insight.
That's
deep
right.
Deep down into the bowels of the boiling ocean, and to haul up a load of cultural fish. How's that?
Silvery fish.
Silvery fish.
Maybe a few dolphins in there that we didn't mean to bring up, but they will be humanely dispatched and probably put in some sort of cat food. Yes, I was thinking maybe I'm setting a dog out. Come by, I'm saying. Come by, culture. Time, zeitgeist, time ghost, call the dog what you will. And he's gonna bring a whole ruddy herd of sheep
cultural
together.
Sheep.
Yes, that's right. And he's going to organise them into arts, crafts, entertainment, theatre, and opera.
No, I like it. And if you start snapping at them, he's going to be put down.
He's going to be taken out and shot. That's right. Yes. So welcome to the trawl or the herd, whichever of those you.
Welcome to the fold.
Oh, I like that.
Yes. Welcome to the fold here.
Yes.
On Zeitgeist.
On Time Ghost. Zeitgeist. Not that. That's Time Ghost.
I was translating it into German.
I'm translating it back before you can say knife.
Time Ghost.
Anyway, listen, there we go. You now know what we're about. Watch us do it. Dive in, Craig. Dive.
Well, Martin, as you know, it's the. I'm so excited. It's the beginning of the football season.
That's right. Yes, it is. It is thrilling, isn't it, the beginning of the football season? I was thrilled to that because the 90 minutes, get my heart a pitter-patting.
Yes, no, it's absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. I mean, I love it. I get so excited when the football season is just about to
begin. Because you're a big soccer fan, aren't you?
Oh, I'm a mental soccer head.
Who's your soccer team? The crew. What crew are you on? What's the crew?
Well, the crew. My crew is Arsenal. That always has been. Up the Arsenal. Up the Arsenal. We are the Arsenal.
Is that
Come
what you're
on
saying?
Down. We are the Arsenal, don't you frown. In the wind and the rain, we will prevail. We are the Arsenal. Hail.
In the wind and hail? Well, it's not,
no, like, hello, no, like, hail.
Yeah, wind and rain, we will prevail. Oh, hail! And hail. Thunder and lightning, too.
It's like, just yes. Waving at one another.
Yeah, what about the sun? What do you do in the sun? You wilt before the might of other teams.
Oh yeah, this sounds like a rivalry. Who are you supporting then, Martin? Who do you support?
Well, my team is. Well, I'm a devoted fan of. Does Norwich have a team?
It's Norwich Union, isn't it?
I'm Norwich. I follow Norwich Union, of course.
Yeah. With their distinctive yellow and blue,
red.
Red.
That's right. No, I follow them. Oh, yes. The union.
Up the union.
Up the union. We'll smile whatever the weather, whether it's raining or weather... Oh, it's a bit like your one. Whether it's raining or whether it's Clement, we will be with the union all the way. We're union the live long day.
That's what we're saying. Very nice. Yes. It's a bit like a hymn, isn't
it? It was a bit like him, that one, wasn't it? Anyway, yes, the football. Yes. Oh, keep me off the back pages.
The footy.
The bovril and the pie.
The bovril and the pie and the pasty from the man with one leg. That's what football is all about.
That's what it's all about, yes.
Well, we've
swapping tails at the Emirates Stadium. That's your one, isn't it? That's you lot. That's right. That's your crew.
What's yours called? The Dell, the Dingle?
I don't know what it's called. It's called...
The Norwich.
It's called the Union Chapel.
The chapel.
I'm joking. Norwich City, they play at Carrow Road. Of course I know that. I know all about them. Yes, the football. I love it, though. I'm a fanatic.
Me too.
Ask me.
Do you know what I love about it?
Tell me.
I love watching it on the television. I love sitting, I'm opening my eyes and watching it.
All the action.
That's what you do, isn't it, if you're into footy.
That's what you do.
You sit down, open your eyes and just let the light from the television fall on your eyes and you use your brain to form an image.
What's going on
the television
That's
screen.
Right. Yes. And then what's fun, though, is you then get in a taxi and talk about football. Basically, I do is I remember about the last 3 minutes of whatever anyone told me about football, and then I tell that to the taxi driver.
Who inevitably cross-questions you and very quickly realises you know nothing about it. I discover...
Yes, that's
I'm always getting found out about football. I'm always saying something like, oh, they've got Rabino.
What, Man City?
Yeah, Man City. Well, they have got Rabino.
What's happening at Man City? Tell me what's happening at Man City.
Well, Martin, I don't know if you've been following the transfer market for the last couple of weeks.
You can't keep me off the footy. The back pages.
It's gone mental.
Has it?
It's gone absolutely...
Who's bought Abu Dhabi have bought Manchester City? Is that right?
That's right. Now we have the latest accoutrement to your million billionaire... Is a footy side.
A footy side.
So Man City, languishing as they have been at the end of the division, right, you know, down there in the...
Right down the relegation zone.
The relegation zone of the division, whatever it is.
What division are they?
The league.
The league. Championship.
The Super League.
Premiership.
Languishing in the sock drawer of the...
The soccer drawer.
The soccer drawer of the football, you know...
Thing. Well, Noel Gallagher came out with quite a good witticism, I think. I can't remember exactly what it was, but something about he didn't mind the rising fuel costs because he knew that he was just shipping more money in so Man City could get a new midfielder, maybe, you know, at the pumps.
I think he also said, I've waited all my life for this moment, I think. I think there's no doubt about it. You know, there's a certain amount of excitement around, isn't it? Particularly if you're a Manchester City supporter.
I don't know. Would you maybe think that was bittersweet if you were a footballer? If you were a diehard, live long day Norwich Union fan like myself, in weather, hailing or Clement.
Weather, hailing, Clement or shine, we'll run along and provide you with a spine of support. Whatever you're doing in the game.
In the sport.
We love the sport union, and we love you just the same. Whether you win or lose, we'll always be there.
We're wearing a hat with bald or lots of hair. We'll be jumping up and down singing, look over there. It's union all the way. Tiddly bomb.
Hey.
That's it. Hail.
Hail.
I'm down with football.
But what I will say...
Tell me.
This,
say
what
it.
What I will say is this. We've become... we've become the place for football, haven't we? England.
Well, we have. Yes, England has actually, in every sense, other than our international game, obviously.
Well, and our own players.
I love that. I'm even talking about this when the Times has so many better qualified people to talk about football, and I'm lending my thin, reedy, stupid voice to this topic about which I know nothing. I hold up my hand. I know nothing of the game. And here I am opining on it. Anyway, sorry, just here on the left, it's fine. Sorry, I thought I was in a taxi there for a moment.
I do think there's an interesting point, which is for how long, much longer, will all, say, Manchester United's games be played in England? And for how much longer will all Manchester City's games...
What, so the players want to live somewhere a bit hotter?
I'm just saying the obvious thing to do, isn't it, is the reason that people are buying these football clubs is because the market for football is ever-expanding, particularly China. And sooner or later, you could get them playing away. You could get them
playing in China.
You get them playing in China.
What's the what they'd be in part of? There'd be some instead of UEFA, we'd have some sort of Southeast Asian Cup.
You could do all sorts. It's very odd, isn't it? You could have them playing in the Middle East.
You could maybe construct some sort of massive aircraft carrier type boat, and they could play in the sea. But they could play on their way to other matches, so they don't waste time.
Well, I tell you what. As long as I can still rock up at the Emirates,
yes,
and watch the those mental gooners. As long as I can watch those mental gooners
kick a
ball,
just a ball, pig's bladder,
kick a.
Yes, go on. So I'm with you.
As long as I can do that,
then you'll be happy. You'll be in heaven.
Yeah. Do you know what I really love?
Tell me. Tell me.
It's a real chance for me just to mix it up a bit,
You've got some friends, and you'll go. You go in a gang.
Yeah, well, we'll just go and, if I go to the football, I will, I'll be there in a stand with...
John Hannah,
Alan Davis, Colin Firth, Gwyneth Paltrow.
That's a panoply of stars.
Yeah. Oh, it's very starry, the football. Oh.
Gwyneth Paltrow, did you say? You didn't say her, did you?
I did, yeah.
What, is she a mental gooner?
Mental gooner, died in the wool.
God, no idea.
Yeah, all of them. Saffron Burrows, Dale
Winton. Oh, yes, obviously, yes. Yes, up at Norwich Union, obviously, I just got... me and Delia. And
that's Delia's club. Yes. Isn't she the chairman?
She's the chair.
She's the chairman because she's a woman.
But,
so we're going to call her a chair because that makes much more sense.
I think she calls herself a chairman. I don't think she's precious like that. She's got her head on her shoulders. When she's not pissed and yelling at the crowd.
Yeah.
That's the only time she lets herself go a little bit. Lets herself go. She grabs the microphone off the mascot, hands him off, lands face down in the Carrow Road dirt, and she yells abuse at the crowd. Let's be having you, she shouts. Things like that.
Let's be having you down at the light of the church, of the chapel. Let's be having you, we'll support you.
Yes.
Apple.
That's good. With an apple.
With an apple. Or a pear. Or a banana. Or a lime. We are the union.
Oi, oi. Hail. Culturally, let's see if we can sling that horse back onto the culture track. What's been twisting your melon?
Well, the art world, Martin.
Oh, it's all gone to hell in a handcart, hasn't it?
Those are the gyrations I've been performing in my melon patch all over the art world because there's been some real changes. Here's a taboo.
Go on.
I'm gonna pop a taboo.
Spit it out.
The only way you can be a successful artist now,
yes,
is to scare the shit out of people. Scare the living crap out of people. That's the only way. You can't do anything nice. You can't make nice things.
Yes, you're right,
It's got to be absolutely...
Oh, it's got to be grim. Well, Jake and Dinos Chapman have been for a long time scaring me.
Yeah.
You know, they do these little... I've seen these little etchings they've done where they're like sort of nice cosy pictures from a children's book. And there's someone dead there! Oh, always a nice little picture of a little piggy wig. Oh, the baby's head there. Oh. Stuck on a pike.
Yeah.
Yes, that would work, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Have you seen those? Oh, they've got... Oh, there's a person with a cock for a nose.
Oh.
That's what they do. They've got... Oh, here's a little mannequin. And it's all a big cock. It's a bit one track, that one. But yes, that's what they do. It's as if they set you off on a trail. And just when you think you're in your comfort zone... They slap a cock on in place of a nose.
It's what you've got to do now. It's pretty much the law.
It's shock and awe, isn't it?
Yeah, shock and awe.
But of course, I'm guessing now you're on the art world and you're talking about shock and awe and scaring us. Are you leading towards Bacon? Is that what you're doing?
Oh yes, of course. To Bacon.
Yeah, Bacon at the Tate Britain now.
This amazing new exhibition at Tate Britain.
Fantastic. Yeah. So. I think I'm right in saying it's the first time there's been a big Bacon exhibition that hasn't been sort of semi-curated by Bacon himself.
Exactly.
And that means it's an altogether more cohesive journey through
Bacon. It's not full of pictures of Ian Botham, for a start.
But it has that to be said for it as well. Yes.
Old Beefy. Yeah. Only had a bit of a beef on for Beefy.
Yes, that's right. Well, this must have been after the, was it Headingley 81, was it? I can't remember. I'm in the back of a taxi. I'm making stuff up. I think it was Headingley 81.
Anyway, obviously, as you say, Bacon has not created this. He couldn't.
He's dead.
He's making an eternal scream of his own somewhere.
That's right.
It's just so scary. I just find it so disturbing.
All his stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some sort of blobs with teeth, I remember.
I don't find those quite so scary as those, it's the Popes. Actually, those are the only ones that I find really...
The Popes, they look like sort of, teeth and... And yes, he had it in for the Catholic Church, didn't he?
Yes.
Paul Bacon.
Curiously, though,
mm-hmm.
died in a nunnery.
By choice, or...?
Yeah. It wasn't an accident, yeah. It wasn't just like... Didn't go into a nunnery and just it killed him.
Oh God! Yes, this nunnery is also used in the preparation of peanut products, and he had an allergy. I don't know.
You know, he decided he wanted to spend his last days
in a nunnery.
In a nunnery.
That's funny, isn't it? Now, sorry, this is such a stupid question. Did Francis Bacon? Did he come to this earth, Francis Bacon, or did he change his name in order to be like the sort of the Shakespeare rival? Who was also called Francis Bacon. That name had already been quite famously taken. You know, I'm just...
Yes.
You know, it's interesting that, isn't it? Because if you're going to take someone else's name... I always think it's interesting, Chevy Chase, for example, the American, who starred so hilariously in all the National Lampoon films. Well, in some of them, anyway. And he was in all of them, but... Anyway, Chevy Chase is an old Northumbrian ballad.
Is it?
Yeah. It's called The Ballad of Chevy Chase. So it's about some sort of raid that went on the Cheviots. I only mention this because I remember when I was little, there was some case where something in Northumberland that was to do with the ballad, Chevy Chase, was taken to court by Chevy Chase in America because that was his name. I thought, well, sure, that showed a monstrous lack of his place in history.
Good Lord.
You know what I mean? It's like McDonald's when they try and sue anyone called McDonald doing anything. They're all over them. I mean, one thing I can be absolutely sure of, there are no other Martins Bane Jones out there. No, noom. Noom there ain't. Noom, noom.
Now, I think we can be fairly sure.
If there are,
I wouldn't even say your name's taken now. I mean, I think it's still pretty much up for grabs.
What are you saying?
I'm
inhabiting the name. Damn it, it's mine.
It's not taken, though.
I've marked out the territory with my own. Well, I've marked it out in the traditional way. It's mine.
It's not taken. Like, if in 200 years somebody starts writing plays, and they're quite good, and they're called Martin Bane Jones, they're not going to be saying, mind you, there was that bloke who did a podcast 200 years ago for The Times. Don't you feel like you're slightly treading on his toes? Or I think you'll be all right. I think you'll be all right. So, Martin, I couldn't help logging on to Daisy's blog.
Oh,
actually.
God. Yes, yes. Oh, day. Good. It's fascinating reading. It's very, very gripping.
I mean, for the benefit of the listeners, Martin's married to a very prominent feminist, Daisy Stern. Extremely explicit blog.
Yes.
On the internet.
That's right, yes. A weblog, yes, yes. That's about all sorts of physical aspects of relationships.
Particularly...
Yes.
It's particularly graphic, isn't it, Martin, it describes
she likes to be specific, doesn't she? You know, and I think, you know, I can't. I think she honours me and her in her specificity, you know, and her graphic.
She's not honouring you particularly with her latest venture, is she?
What?
Well, if what I'm reading on the blog is true, she's got herself a fancy man, hasn't
she? Oh, Trig. No, he's just... No, that's absolutely fine. No, he's just a young Paraguayan boy who she...
She has sex with.
No, he's... He lives with us and
eats
is
your food.
Yeah,
and has well, sex he does with your eat. Wife.
No. It's fine. It's fine. Triggs. That's not his real name is unpronounceable. It's like Santa Giovanni or something or other.
Yeah.
Trigg is.
He's a three-cornered enigma.
Three. Yes.
He's getting it three ways, isn't he?
No.
She drops the kids off with you in
yes,
the morning.
That's right.
I mean, this is what it says on the blog.
I like it. I'm delighted.
She has sex with him in his studio all afternoon. And then comes back to check you've done the housework.
The housework and I've made supper, and then we'll sit down. We'll have supper, just the two.
Three of you.
Them and me.
Do you get on, the two of you, you and Trigg?
We don't actually share a language, to be honest. My Spanish isn't.
She says on the blog he's a fantastic linguist.
Yes. I dare say they speak a tongue of their own.
Yeah, and you're cool with it?
Oh, absolutely fine. Yes. No, Daisy's explained to me why it's fine. But no, it's just nice to have someone else in the house. You know, he helps. Yeah.
Shag your wife.
Yes.
Great. Yes. Okay. Great. Do you know what? Great.
Yes. I mean, it's probably not. It's different. You should probably wind up, Time Ghost. For
Is
this
it
week.
Up stumps time?
It's up stumps.
Collect your jumpers, everyone.
There's the shrill blast
beep,
of the...
Beep, beep.
Oh, whoop. That's full time, yes.
Full time.
Referee's making that gesture with his hand to say, oh, that's it. Half of the stadium is erupting in euphoria. The other half is...
Collapsing in tears
and gloom. Oh, and there's a fight. Someone's ripping some seats out of one of the stands.
Ripping up the cultural seats.
Oh, that's right, yes. And
searching for meaning,
down
for metaphor.
On us.
And it's hailing down on
that's
us.
That's right, yes.
A little fibrous fluff.
Maybe that
it's
was the
landing.
Hail. That they were singing about it.
Maybe
yeah.
It was.
Maybe.
It's landing on our shoulders and our padded jackets in the dugout.
That's
as
right.
We, the two managers, embrace each other firmly.
That's right. Yes.
Betraying no emotion.
That's right, yes. So it remains merely for us just to say goodbye. Goodbye from me, Martin Bain Jones.
And me, Craig Children.
Goodbye.
Time Ghost was written and created by Alexander Armstrong and Ben Miller. This episode was originally released by The Times in 2008, and it was produced by John Davenport and edited by Ed Ryland. Time Ghost is a Hat Trick podcast.